USMEF is represented by Assistant Vice President for Industry Relations John Hinners, who has more details in this USMEF report.
Certainly an honor when U.S. government and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack invites the ag groups to participate in one of his trade missions. South America has been one of the fastest growing world regions for exports of U.S. farm goods and farm commodities. So it's exciting. It's an honor to go out and promote U.S. red meats alongside with the Secretary.
Chile and Peru are members of the recently completed Trans-Pacific Partnership, but Hinners explains that U.S. beef and pork products already have favorable access in these markets through previous free trade agreements.
When you look at the free trade agreements, certainly that's been a huge win for U.S. agriculture. Chile, you know, we are tariff-free in that particular market right now. It allows us to really showcase our products in a light that we can compete at any level. Peru, they will be tariff-free, and I believe it's the year 2018. That's a huge market for some of our variety meats, such as hearts and tripe and so forth. Those cultures like those products, and it allows us to sell products in those markets at a higher value than we would receive here for some of those items. We've added additional staff into those markets working to promote the U.S. red meats. Jessica Holka, one of our staff members from Lima, Peru, has been very instrumental in helping us promote U.S. red meats throughout the region. And I think we'll have a great opportunity to showcase what Jessica's done and also to share some, you know, vital information with the Secretary on some of our recent achievements in the market.
For more on the trade mission, please visit USDA.gov or USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.